Let's make. So we saw yesterday, have a look at Mishnah Berurah. We're in Resh Yud 210. Resh Yud. The Mishnah Berurah there in the kitchen, Nachum. It's a well stocked kitchen. Very impressed. You never know where you could need a Mishnah Berurah. Where's YY? Is with you again today?
No, Baruch Hashem, back to school.
Nachum, why are you always on mute?
Because I do have kids at home still, so.
We're happy. We're very kid-friendly share here.
I appreciate that. I just don't trust my children.
No, you can trust them. If it gets disruptive, then you can switch it back on. I'll tell you, somebody was just asking me about it yesterday. I still miss it very much. It's especially when people are on mute. It's not interactive enough. It's not what it was. But okay, we're going to do what we have to do.
Anyway, sorry, I just came in. What are you talking about?
Oh, we're sending Nachum Geller up to space.
Oh, goodness.
Amongst other things.
Well, out in outer space, you're not going to have to worry about Corona.
That's why.
Send us a postcard now.
Yeah. What else have we been discussing? Dvorim o'imdim barum esher. We've been discussing Hilchas Brachas with regard to Shahakel. So look at the Mishnah Berurah again in Resh Yud. Now, with your permission, a bit similar to last time, I'd like to see part of the Mishnah Berurah, in particular one Shaila, even though it's not really based on the Gemara that we learned together, but it's extremely negeh l'halacha. Extremely negeh l'halacha. So have a look at it again. It's on page 242 in the standard Mishnah Berurah in Resh Yud. We saw yesterday that with regard to a bracha rishona, there is no standard shear. However much you eat, however much you drink, you're always mechuyav to make a bracha without exception, almost. The exception might be with regard to medication, as we discussed yesterday, because then you're not interested in having the benefit. We once learned together a long time ago, we saw the Shulchan Aruch, about what happens if you taste food. You're not interested in eating it, just interested in tasting it. There's a whole discussion. I don't want to get involved in that for the moment. Now, that's all with regard to Bracha Rishayna. With regard to Bracha Achrayna, it's more complicated because there is a shear. A Bracha Rishayna has no shear. Whatever amount you eat, you are mukhiv to make a Bracha, irrelevant whether it's large or a small amount. But Bracha Achrayna, there is a shear. Now, for foods, it's straightforward. The bracha achrayna is a kazayis. Whether you are benching on bread or you're having other foods, the bracha achrayna is always made over a kazayis. That's clear. What was not clear was with regard to drinks. So the Shulchan Aruch over here says a revius. And after, as we saw, the Shulchan Aruch says, well, actually, some say maybe a kazayis. A kazayis, the Mishnah Berurah said, is much less than a revius. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says a kazayis is a third of a revius. If a revius is 150, then a kazayis is 50. If a revius is 86, then this is about approximately 29. So that's not very large amounts.
With brachas, you could take the larger amount. Is that right?
Correct. So if that's the case, the Shulchan Aruch says best to avoid the issue. What does that mean, best to avoid the issue? Don't drink more than a kazayis and less than a revius. Because if you do that, then you get stuck into a sophic brachas. So best lechatchila is either to drink less than a kazayis or more than a revius. That's what we saw yesterday. Now, what I'd like to see with you just for a moment or two is a very, very, very commonly asked shayla. Because in addition to the shiur, let's, for argument's sake, go with a shear of kazayis for the moment. In addition to the fact that you have to have a minimum shear in order to be chayav a bracha achrayna, as we know, there is another factor as well. And what is that? Not only how much you're eating, but in what time span you're eating it. Because everybody understands, even if you did drink a kazayis or a revius altogether, but if I have a little drop now, and then another drop another half an hour, another drop another half an hour, and it takes me 10 hours, so everybody understands that's not considered halachically that I drank a revius. So what is the shiur? So let's have a look. If you have a look at the Mishnah Brura, in my edition, it's on page 242, it's on Siv Katan Aleph. Now, it's a very, very lengthy Mishnah Brura, and I do not want to see all of it. I just want to see one line together with you, a bit more than one line.
Ochel?
No, it's, yeah, that's the Dibar HaMaskel, but it's in the middle of that Mishnah Brura. In the standardized Mishnah Brura, there are two columns of Mishnah Brura. It's on the left-hand side column, exactly halfway down that column. The first word on the line is Ochal HaKazayis, Ma'at Ma'at. You have it? Yeah, everybody has it? It's just after the parenthesis where it says Ches Aleph or Chaya Adam in brackets.
Ah, okay.
Says the Mishnah Brura. Okay. Yeah, everybody's got it?
Yeah, yeah.
Says the Mishnah Brura. Nochem, you okay? Back on mute? Fine. Yeah, you with us?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's more Hamish when you're demuted.
I'll try.
Okay. Ochal hakazayis ma'at ma'at. For the moment, we're talking about foods. In a minute, we'll get to liquids. That's more complicated. If you eat the food slowly. Now, how slowly is slowly? V'nishto'e harbe ba'achilosei. And you spent a lot of time eating. So again, what's the definition of a lot of time? Says the Mishnah Brura, im yesh mitchilas ho'achila. Ad soif ha'achila, yoyser michedei achilas pras, einoi mitzaref. So this, as we know, is always the standardized shear. What is that? Kedei achilas pras. Now, let's just explain something over here, very important. Kedei achilas pras, first of all, what does that mean? Kedei achilas pras, Mishnah Brura himself goes on to explain in parenthesis how you exactly calculate that, what is the shear of the pras. But basically, it is a certain amount of bread, the equivalent of about 3 or 4 kezesim, and the time that it takes to eat all of that, that's called kedei achilas pras. As is well known, there's a very, very, very big machlokes. How long is that? And the shittas are so varied. Some say it's 9 minutes, and some say it's 2 minutes, and some say it's 4 minutes, and some say it's 5 minutes, and some say it's 7 minutes. So it's very unclear what it is. Now, obviously,
depends on whether you're walking the pras or running it. That's what it means.
Well, the big nafkamina is, of course, on Seder night. Because on Seder night, we're talking about deiraisis. You want to eat your matzah, toich kedei achilas pras. So you don't really want to go with a shear of 9 minutes. If possible, you'll try and do so within 2 minutes. It's not shayach, it's not shayach. So now, essentially, this shear of kedei achilas pras is a shear that's taught to us with regard to eating mitzvahs, like matzah, or eating averas, like chazir. So if somebody would have a kazayis of chazir, yes, indeed, then he's chayev malchus. But only if he has that kazayis, toich kedei achilas pras. That's halacha. It's got to be toich kedei achilas pras. If somebody has a chazir, altogether a kazayis, but he spends an hour and a half eating it, then even though obviously it's osur to do that, but he will not get malchus. So, kedei achilas pras is a shiur which we find with regard to mitzvahs and averas and yom kippur, etc., etc. The poskim now adapt that to hilchas brachas. Even though the Gemara does not say it clearly with regard to hilchas brachas. The Gemara does say it with regard to yom kippur And with regard to eating isurim, yes, that's where it does appear. But with regard to brachas, this is a chidush of the poskim. That's why it doesn't say it in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah points it out. So in order to be chayav a bracha achreina, yes, you have to eat a kazayis, but it's got to be within a specific time, i.e. kedei achilas pras. Now look back into the Mishnah Berurah. Look on the second bottom line. Uleinyan shtias revius.
Yeah.
Everything we've said is with regard to eating a kazayis. So here we get into a very big balagan, Rabbis. Let's go back, for example, to Yom Kippur. Imagine somebody, chas v'shalom, drinks a revius on Yom Kippur, over an Issa d'Oraisa. But it's only considered an out-and-out Issa, once again, if he drinks that revius within a specific time. What is the time? The Gemara only talks about the time for solids, not for liquids. There is no Gemara that talks about the time for liquids. So, some say it's exactly the same. Toich kedei achilas pras. Some say no. Achilas pras is for achila. But for the shear of shtias revius, it's not toich kedei achilas pras, but rather it's toich kedei the shear it would take, the time it would take to drink a revius. So whatever that is, if we're going to argue to drink a revius normally takes 3 minutes, then you've got to drink your revius within that 3 minutes for it to be considered an absolute Issa D'Oraisa. By the way, this is the halacha that's famous. When somebody is not allowed to fast in Yom Kippur, so there are some cases where he cannot fast at all. He's got to eat as normal. But there's some cases where he's able to take what we call shiurim. Shiurim is based on this. Now here we're going to see a very beautiful halach. We're going to see a very beautiful halach. And that is, we said that there is a discussion, what is the length of time that we would define as kedei achilas pras? Is it 2 minutes? Is it 9 minutes? So we said that with regard, for example, on Pesach, we're going to take the most stringent shitter. And what is that? 2 minutes. So we're going to try our best to eat matzah within 2 minutes. However, Rabbi Isai, everybody now understands that when it comes to Yom Kippur, and you don't want somebody to be having a shiur within kedei achilas pras. So now, to the contrary, if you really want to be stringent, we will take the lengthiest time possible. We'll take the 9 minute time frame. Because with regard to eating Yom Kippur in that direction, to the contrary, to be machmir would to take the lengthier time. Meaning, if he would have a shiur every 3 minutes, not every 10 minutes, well, I'm afraid to say, according to some opinions, that's considered within the requisite amount of time. I'll tell you a little secret. The first year that I moved to Gimel, I had to pask and shilas for Yom Kippur, and I thought that I succeeded in keeping things confidential and private, but obviously I didn't. So my kids overhear sometimes what's going on in my study, and they obviously heard me telling people on the phone some circumstances that you can't fast, but whatever, you have to eat shiurim. You have to eat shiurim. One of my daughters, bless her, overheard this and was quite surprised when she told my wife. She said, wow, she said, I heard Daddy Paskin that somebody who's not allowed to eat, but the only time he's allowed to eat is when Daddy's giving shiurim. During the shiur he's allowed to eat. During davening he's not, but only during shiurim. Okay, but that's not what shiurim means, I can tell you. I'll call Ponivaifan. So here we have a big question. When it comes to brachas, or for that matter, it comes to Yom Kippur, so the shiur for achila is kedei achilas pras. What is the shiur for shtia? So it's a big machlokes. And so too with regard to our subject. Look in the Mishnah Brura. Second bottom line, uleinyan shtias revias. Im shasa vehifsik ma'at. If you drank, but you had a little of a gap in the middle, v'chazar v'shasa, and then you continue ad shehishlim l'ravias, until such point that altogether you have now drunk a ravias. So there's a machlokes. Yesh oimrim. Some say de einoi mitstareif. It's not mitstareif. It will be mitzareif, unless im loy shashah mitchilas hashtia. So if hashtia yes mechidei achilas pras, v'hagro the Vilna Gaon hiskim shom bebiuroi. That's in Hilchos Yom Kippur. The halacha kedeo zu hashnio. We go with the second opinion that even if there is a bit of a gap, as long as it did not take kedei achilas pras, it will be mitzaref. Part one and part two of your drink will be mitzaref. That's the halacha. Now, Rabbi Yisai, the next line is really the line that I wanted to learn with you. Because here comes the famous shayla. And this is maisim b'chol yoim. Rabbi Yisai, you need to know this. What's the halacha when you have a hot cup of coffee, where it's not the norm and maybe dangerous or impossible to drink it within that 2 minutes, for example? And even if it's not impossible, but that's certainly not the derech. You don't gulp down a drink, a cup of coffee. Rather, you have it on your table, and you have a sip here, and you sip there, and a sip there, and it may be perfectly normal to have it over the course of 10 minutes. Is that mechayev a brocha achroina or not? Big shayla.
And it's interesting because you're not really supposed to, if you have to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, you shouldn't have hana from it anyway. You're only doing it because medically you have to.
Yeah, but as we said yesterday, it's always considered hana unless it's water.
Uh-huh.
Because you're nana from the taste. So have a look now at the next line of the Mishnah Berurah. This is the famous question. Vehine le'inyan shtias tea v'kafe, tea and coffee. In regard to drinking tea and coffee, shehaderech l'shtoisoi k'shehu cham. The norm is to drink it hot. It's not a cold apple juice. It's a hot cup of coffee or tea. The kosher lishtoisoi beloi hefsek. And it's very difficult, he doesn't say it's impossible, but it's difficult to drink it without having a gap in the middle. Kederech shar mashkin, like you would ordinarily drink other mashkin. That's not the derech over here. Ki'im ma'at ma'at. Rather, you drink it slowly. That's the norm. So maybe the norm is to have your cup of coffee sitting in front of you, and you sip at it slowly, slowly, until over a quarter of an hour, you finish the whole cup. Yesh machloikus rabo bein apoiskim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a colossal machloikus between the poiskim. Im tzorech levorech brocha achroino, ledeo rishoino hanal. What does that mean, ledeo rishoino hanal? The first opinion says you've got to drink the whole drink in one shot. The second opinion says you don't have to drink it in one shot, as long as it is toich kedei achilas pras. Now, according to the second opinion, so obviously there's no reason that coffee and tea should be different. Even if there was a gap, you don't gulp down the entire cup of coffee. But as long as I did finish it all, toich kedei achilas pras, you'll definitely be chayav a bracha achrona. We'll have to see what happens if you took longer than kedei achilas pras. That's not our question. Our question is, according to the first opinion, according to the first opinion that says that when you drink your cup of water, for example, you're not supposed to have a gap in between the drinking, and if you do, you're not chayav bracha achrona. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's where there is a machlokes. According to that opinion, what would happen for coffee and tea? Maybe he would accept, even if there's a gap, but after all, that's the norm. That's how you drink coffee and tea. And that's what he means. There's a question in Tzorech Levarech Bracha Achrayna, L'dei Arishayna Hanal. The machlokes is only according to the first opinion in the poskim. But according to the second opinion, it says you're allowed to have a little gap. As long as you don't go over kedei achilas pras, then the same thing will be over here as well. But if you hold that normally you've got to drink the drink in one shot without a gap, what will be the halacha in coffee and tea? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Big machlokes. Bottom line, ube machatzis hashekel ube chaye odom metzadadim. What does it mean, metzadadim? They lean in this direction. They don't necessarily paskim, but they seem to be inclined to hold sheloi levarech. You do not make a bracha. V'chein bracha achreina, v'chein kos v'derech achayim, v'chein hu minhag ha'olam. That is the general custom. Ramesh Zelig, you're looking puzzled.
I'm shocked. But before we get to coffee and tea, what about my water? What about my iced tea? I want to sip it over a long period of time.
So again, let's talk about for the moment that it's toich kedei achilas pras.
Okay, but
to sip it over the course of 20 minutes, then you would not be chayav a bracha achreina, even if you drank a revius altogether.
Really?
Because you've got to drink it within the allotted amount of time. The question of the Mishnah Berurah is only in the case of toffee and coffee and tea, where it's kosher l'shtoise. There, it's very hard to drink it, and one could argue it's a perfectly normal way not to drink it in one shot. So according to the first opinion before that says you've got to drink it all in one go, maybe you would agree over here that if you have a gap, you would still be chayav bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the achreinim say, and that is the minhag ha'olam, you do not make a bracha.
You can say the same thing about a glass of wine at dinner. No one, you know, you sip that as well.
Yeah.
Maybe it's covered by then.
There's an out with that. If you're having wine with a dinner where you washed, then Birchas HaMazon covers the wine and you don't have to worry about a bracha.
This whole shaila does not apply if you are in the middle of a bread-based meal. Yeah. It will, however, apply on a regular Monday morning where you're having sipping champagne for breakfast in Mishkafayim, for example. That's one does.
So if there's a machlokas up to 9 minutes, say, then if it takes 15 minutes to drink your cup of coffee, then you certainly should not make a bracha.
Correct. The Mishnah Berurah is telling you that even if I do have it within the kedei achilas pras, but if I didn't have it in one shot in the normal way, then you could be not mechuyav bracha. Now, by the way, before we even go any further, have a look at the very, very bottom line of your page in the Shara Tzion Sivkat Yud Aleph. The last three words on the page, on page 242, on the bottom line of the Shara Tzion, the Shara Tzion says, venerally, it would appear to me the stam shtias revius, a normal shtias revius. Forget coffee and tea for the moment. A normal shtias revius, mesha'arinon, one would calculate it, kederech shtias b'nei odom, in the normal way that people drink, which is she'einoi she'sehu b'vas achas, rather ki'im b'shtei pa'omim shehu midas derech eretz. So Mishnah Berurah is telling you that in fact, it's never considered the norm or correct to literally drink, gulp down the entire cup in one gap, in one go. We always mean b'shtei pa'omim in two goes. So you have your glass of water. It's not considered derech eretz to drink the whole thing from top to bottom in one gulp. Rather, in two. According to this opinion that says you have to have it in one shot means with two gulps. That's the norm. So here comes the question. So what about coffee and tea? Coffee and tea where you have more than two gulps, you have 5 or 10 or 20 if sip it slowly. So there's a discussion. Maybe Rabbi Chaya Bracha says, Mishnah Berurah, no, sorry, the minhag ha'olam is not to do so. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Continue the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, va'anshei ma'isa. What does it mean, va'anshei ma'isa? People who want to be machme.
Ba'al nefesh.
Ba'al nefesh. Noyagin, what they do is they say, oh, I've got an eitzah. Shalabasoif shtiyasam, at the end of their drinking, manichin kedei shiur revius sheyitstanein mat. They leave over a shiur revius that should cool down. So we're talking about someone who's got a large bowl, a large cup, that holds in it 3 revius, for example. Now, whilst the coffee and tea are boiling hot, it's not the norm to have it quickly. To the contrary, you have it sip by sip. So anshei ma'isa, people who want to be extra frum, what they do is they makbid to leave a revius at the end that should cool down. Kedei sheyuchal lishtois revius b'loi hefsek. In order that they should be able to drink that revius, if not the first one, but at least the second one without a hefsek. Ulevarech brocha achrona, says Mishnah Berurah, the toiv lasois kein. It's a good idea to do.
Big coffee cup.
He does not say you're mechuyev to do this, by the way. What he does say is that anshei ma'isa do this. Anshei ma'isa do this.
It says kedei aliba de kuleyama.
In order kedei lot says aliba de kuleyama. It's a good thing to do, although by no means mandatory, but it's a good thing to do in order to be yotze all the shitters, says the Mishnah Berurah, ubifrat, especially ledas hagro. Remember, the Vilna Goyen said that what? That I don't mind if you have a gap, as long as the total time elapsed is less than kedei achilas pras. So ubifrat ledas hagro hanal the posak kedei ashnio, who paskin at the second of the two opinions, which is what? The hashir. Even with regard to shtia, that on the going holds the shtia still kedei achilas pras. In which case, the vaday nochin lasis came. That is definitely the correct thing to do. So I'll call upon Ivoifan. It's a big balagan. How we paskin on this? I've got open in front of me. Let me just open it. A Orchus Rabbeinu. Orchus Rabbeinu is where it's recorded all the various halachas and the various things that the Chazon Ish did. I'm just opening it now. Orchas Rabbeinu.
We're hoping he drank coffee.
One second. I think it does talk about that actually. One second. Here we go. I've got the Orchas Rabbeinu. And he says, over here, whoever wrote the Sefer said that the Chazon Ish said, the me'ika hadin, with drinking of tea, one should make a bracha achroino, even if one had a gap, and even if you took longer than kedei achilas pras. And what is achilas pras? So he says, me'ikar adin, 4 minutes. And he writes over here that I saw the stipler, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky's father, who drank hot tea slowly and did make a bracha achreina. And he does bring several opinions. He does bring several opinions to say that. Although, he says that water is different. He says water is different, and water should only be drunk. You should only make a bracha achreina if you have a kedei achilas pras. I'll tell you a little secret, by the way, everybody. During the shir together, I always sit with a glass of water over here, and as you notice, sometimes I have a little sip. So even if it's a revius altogether, but l'chol hadeis, it's far longer than kedei achilas pras. Over the course of a 35-minute shir, I'll, as you see, I've still got half a glass left. I do not make a bracha achreina. But with a cup of tea, it's a huge machlokes. It's a very, 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 very big balagan. It's hard to come to a clear conclusion. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, the easy way is to try and either leave a revius or maybe have a cup of water afterwards, and you definitely chayav a bracha achreina. It's a very, very big machlokes, and it's hard to be machriya the machlokes. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Okay. And we're going to be learning a new sugya. We're going to start with a Mishnah Mitzvah. Shem.
Shkoach.
Be well.
Thank you very much.